Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a warehouse-style jungle top loop in Ableton Live 12, and then we're turning that loop into something that actually works in a real drum and bass arrangement. This is not just about making a loop sound cool in solo. It's about making it hit in context. We want that gritty, shuffling, metallic top-end energy that sits above the kick, snare, and sub without stepping all over them. Think dark jungle, warehouse pressure, rolling DNB, maybe even a halftime intro that opens into a drop. That's the vibe. We're going to work with stock Ableton devices. Keep the sound design practical and focus on movement, groove, and arrangement. By the end, you'll have a 2-bar top loop that feels alive, plus a simple 16-bar section that evolves instead of just repeating on autopilot. Let's start by setting up the project. For tempo, go somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM for classic jungle energy, or 174 to 176 if you want it a bit more modern and forward. Keep it in 4/4. Then create your main tracks. You want a kick and snare track, a top loop track, a bass track, an Atmos or Vox track, and a couple of return tracks for reverb and delay. Even though we're focused on the top loop, having the kick and snare in place is important. The whole point is to make the loop sit around the core drum pattern, not fight it. Now let's choose our source material. You've got two strong approaches here. First option, rebuild from a dusty break, something Amen style, or any old school break with good hat and snare texture. Second option, build the loop from separate layers, like a break texture, clean hats, percussion, and vocal fragments. Honestly, for modern DNB, the layered approach gives you more control, but both can work. If you're using a break, drop it onto an audio track and slice it to a new MIDI track, or load it into simpler in slice mode. You can slice by transient if you want performance control, or slice by 1/8 if you want a more structured loop building approach. Once it's sliced, you've got MIDI triggered pieces you can rearrange into your own groove. Now, before you get fancy, build the rhythmic skeleton. Open a new MIDI clip on your top loop track and program a 2-bar pattern. The key here is motion. A good jungle top loop usually has lots of 16th note energy, offbeat hats, little ghost notes, and a few tiny fills at the end of bar 2. If you're using a drum rack, a clean setup could be hats on one pad, shakers on another, rim or wood hits on another, break slices on a few pads, and vocal chops on their own pad. The exact pad layout doesn't matter as much as the idea. Separate the elements so you can shape them individually. And velocity matters a lot here. Jungle top loops fall apart fast if everything hits at the same volume. So keep your main accents around 90 to 110, ghost hits more like 35 to 70, and only use the very hard hits when you want a real accent or surprise. That little velocity contrast is what makes the groove feel human instead of robotic. Next, add swing and groove. This is where the loop starts to breathe. Open the groove pool and try something like MPC 16 swing, or a light swing around 54 to 58%. You can also extract groove from a break if you want it to feel more authentic. Apply it lightly. You want movement, not sloppy timing. A good rule is to start with about 10 to 30% groove amount, then adjust from there. You can let hats and shakers lean into the swing a little more, while keeping important accents like vocal chops or key hits a bit tighter. The top loop should float around the kick and snare, not drag the whole track off balance. Now let's make the break texture feel real. If you're using a break layer, keep the transient attack alive but shorten the decay a bit if needed. Then process it with EQ8. High pass somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz. Cut mud in the 300 to 500 Hz range if necessary, and tame harshness around 6 to 9 Khz if it gets spitty. After that, add a little saturator with maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive and soft clip turned on. Then use drum bus for a little more edge if you want, but keep it subtle. This is a top loop, so we want dust and attitude, not low end weight. Now add hats and shakers for forward motion. This layer is what gives the loop that skittering, rolling energy. Use closed hats, a noisy shaker, tiny open hat accents, maybe even some metallic ticks or foley. Keep it crisp and tight. A good starting chain is EQ8 with a high pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Maybe a small dip if the top end gets harsh, then a little saturator for density, and possibly auto filter if you want subtle movement over time. Utility can help control stereo width, especially if the shaker feels too wide or too narrow. A useful teacher tip here, keep the hats a little drier than you think. In a heavy DNB mix, too much ambience on the hats can blur the whole drop. Clarity is power. Now let's talk vocals, because this lesson lives in the vocals area too, and this is where things get really fun. We are not using vocals as a lead line here, we're using them like percussion. Think chopped spoken word syllables, little crowd shouts, a yeah or moo fragment, a reversed whisper, or tiny call and response bits. In Jungle and Warehouse DNB, a vocal chop can work almost like a rim shot if you slice it short and place it rhythmically. Put your vocal chop into Sampler or an audio track and clean it up with EQ8. High pass it around 150 to 300 Hz so it doesn't get muddy. If there are any ugly resonances, notch them out. Then try gate to tighten the tails and make the phrase more rhythmic. Add echo for space, but keep the feedback low so it doesn't wash out the groove. A short hybrid reverb can work really well too, especially if you keep the decay short and the low end filtered out. And if you want motion, automate auto filter so the vocal opens up and closes down over time. One really strong trick is to slice a vocal phrase into 3 to 6 small pieces and place those pieces like percussion. Once the vocal is short, timed tightly, and mixed like a texture, it stops behaving like a lead and starts acting like part of the drum groove. Now let's make sure the loop doesn't just repeat like a boring pattern. Micro variation is everything. In bar 2, remove one hat, add a reversed hit, throw in a tiny vocal stab, or add a short fill at the end. You can do this by duplicating the MIDI clip and editing the second bar, or by using separate clips for A and B sections. The goal is to keep the loop relentless but never static. A great jungle loop often feels like it's constantly shifting by just a hair. That's the secret. Tiny changes every 2 or 4 bars often feel more musical than one big obvious change. Now group the top loop elements together and send them to a top loop bus. This is where you glue everything into one identity. On the bus, start with EQ8 to clean up any leftover low end and tame harsh frequency buildup. Then add a compressor with a light touch, maybe a 1.5:2:1 ratio and a slower attack, so your transients stay punchy. After that, use saturator or roar for some grit and density. Finish with utility, so you can control width and check mono compatibility. If the loop still feels too thin, you can duplicate the bus. Heavily high pass the duplicate, distort it a bit, and blend it quietly underneath as a parallel grime layer. That's a great way to get more presence without choking the mix. Now let's arrange it. A Riedel DNB track needs the top loop to evolve with the section. Here's a simple 16-bar structure. Bars 1 to 4, intro. Keep it filtered, lean, maybe just a texture and a few vocal bits. No full bass yet, let the loop build tension. Bars 5 to 8, bring in more hats, more break texture, maybe one extra vocal chop. Energy starts climbing. Bars 9 to 12, drop A. This is the full version. Hardest break texture, full hats, vocal stabs, maybe a couple of delay throws. Bars 13 to 16, variation. Remove one hat layer, add a reverse crash or snare pickup, change one vocal phrase, and maybe automate the filter or reverb send for just one bar. Automating movement is huge here. Try using auto filter cutoff, echo feedback, reverb send level, utility width, or even saturator drive to build tension and release. You're not just making a loop louder or softer, you're making the room feel like it's breathing. And always check the loop against the kick and snare. This is one of the biggest mistakes people make. The top loop can easily mask the snare crack or clutter the midrange. If that happens, don't just turn the loop down. Use EQ to carve space, especially around the snare's important crack zone. Maybe use a little sidechain if needed. The goal is for the top loop to enhance the drums, not weaken them. Also, keep an ear on the high end. Warehouse loops can get harsh fast. Sometimes the fix is not more brightness, but smarter brightness. Gentle dips, dynamic control, and choosing the right layer to own the grit can make a huge difference. Here are a few common mistakes to watch for. Too much low end in the top loop. This should usually be high passed. If your break layer is fighting the kick and sub, clean it up around 180 to 300 Hz. Too much gridlock. If everything is perfectly quantized, the loop loses jungle character. Use swing, micro timing, and velocity variation. Too much reverb. Sounds cool in solo, but in a drop it can destroy clarity. Use short rooms or send-based reverb sparingly. Vocals treated like lead vocals. Keep them short, rhythmic, and texture-based, and don't loop the exact same one-bar idea forever. That's the fastest way to make the track feel flat. Build variations, fills, and section changes. If you want the darker, heavier warehouse vibe, lean into industrial textures like chain clanks, machine hiss, warehouse room tone, metallic impacts, and distant crowd noise. Keep one element dirty and another cleaner, so the whole thing doesn't smear. And if you want extra pressure, try a parallel grime layer with subtle distortion or even a touch of redux. Just keep it blended low. A really useful approach is to think in layers, not in one loop. If the loop feels busy but unclear, mute everything except the top two layers and rebuild from there. Often the answer is not adding more, but making the core rhythm cleaner and more obvious. For practice, build a 2-bar warehouse jungle top loop from 3 source types, 1 break texture, 1 hat or shaker layer, and 1 vocal fragment layer. Slice it, program the MIDI, add groove, process each layer with EQ and saturator, and then make a second version with 1 missing hit, 1 fill at the end, and 1 automation change. Then listen to it at low volume. If the groove still reads quietly, that means the rhythm is clear. If it disappears, simplify and sharpen the accents. To wrap it up, the big idea is simple. A strong warehouse jungle top loop is about rhythmic movement, gritty texture, careful layering, controlled vocal chops and arrangement variation. In Ableton Live 12, simpler, drum rack, EQ 8, saturator, drum bus, auto filter, echo, hybrid reverb, and utility are your best friends for getting there.